I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
We are pleased to welcome our friend David Sampson, longtime Marlins president, now Nothing Personal podcast with David Sampson. And he never holds back. So should I just say ready, set, go, tee you up, just let's go. What do you think?
I think that there are about 27 teams who are very, very unhappy. I think that Shohei did something here that really shows what he thought about the Los Angeles Angels, that's for sure. Because he asked for a contract and took a contract that the Angels never could have offered.
And why is that? Why is that?
Because Artie Moreno is looking to sell the team. And if you've got that much money deferred out, that becomes a big negotiating point when you are selling your team. Because a new owner, let's say a new owner comes in 6 years. They only have to pay Ohtani $2 million a year for 4 years. That's fantastic. But then for 10 years after that, when this new owner owns the team, he's paying $68 million per year to a player who's not playing for the team. I want to make sure that everybody understands that. When Ohtani gets that $68 million each year for 10 years, he's not going to be playing for the team.
Right.
And if someone is buying, owns that team, who's a new owner, they don't want that responsibility, so they're going to have the old owner pay for that. I'm going to explain this in more detail than this segment on this morning's Nothing Personal. But the main point to you is that the structure of this deal is legal, no question about it. It doesn't violate the CBA.
Okay.
It doesn't violate tax law. It doesn't violate anything other than financial fair play as defined by 30 owners. So the biggest issue for baseball is that you will have owners angry with each other, and that's not good for bargaining.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, David. The Angels are selling, so it makes sense that they wouldn't be able to do a contract like this, but it actually feels to me like other teams could do a contract like this, if not the Dodgers, because Ohtani's going to make money for the club wherever he goes. So why are so many other teams angry about a contract structure like this one?
Because you have to be in a situation where you can guarantee two things when you defer money like this. And don't forget who the owners of the Dodgers are. They're an insurance company. Guggenheim Partners, they own insurance. They are venture capitalists. They're owned by a conglomerate of people.
Okay.
I would like to point out that our owner, Jeffrey Loria, if he deferred $68 million per year, there are rules that show you have to segregate those funds. That's a rule in the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
So the Dodgers have to find a way to find a fund, to find cash, where they take all the money that is owed to Shohei Ohtani and they put it in a separate account. Most people can't do that.
Gotcha.
Most individual owners cannot have that money and then not touch it. That's the actual rule. It's not often said by commissioner, I want to see, like to the Washington Nationals, who have a lot of players with deferred contracts. He doesn't go to the Lerner family who owns the Nationals and say, hey, show me an account that has all the money you deferred to Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg and keep that account in place. Don't touch it. Don't invest it. Don't move it. Show it to me. That's the real rule, but they don't enforce it that way.
Ah.
But still, you have to show the commissioner once a year that you have every dollar that you are deferring somewhere. Not all owners have that.
Interesting.
It's absolutely difficult to get that amount of money in cash and just show it as having, as existing. You can't show a Picasso. You can't show a building that you own or a yacht that you own. It has to be cash in an account. Very few owners have $680 million in cash in an account. Very few.
Okay, that makes sense. Because you, so it's not like you can rob Peter to pay Paul. It can't be a pyramid scheme here. You actually have to have the money, and you have to be able to show it to the commissioner that you have it at least once a year. Okay, so that makes more sense. David Sampson, longtime Marlins president, is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. But you do mention a couple of guys who have a lot of deferred money. We also know, for instance, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, Dodgers, you know, roster, also have deferred contracts. How common is at least the deferred money portion, if not the total amount?
It's an incredibly irresponsible thing to do. What we would do is backload contracts. Backloading a contract is when you sign a guy to a $30 million deal over 3 years, and instead of paying him 10, 10, 10, you pay him 2, 5, and then 23 in the last year. Because you say to yourself, hey, 3 years from now, either our attendance will be so much better because we will have won that we'll be able to afford a $23 million player, or we'll just trade him. And so we had that issue with many players, from Carlos Delgado to, I can name plenty who we had to trade, who were backloaded. However, if you're asking me what the advantage is for the Dodgers and what the disadvantage is for the other teams, the disadvantage is that the Dodgers get to pay him $2 million cash. And from a CBT standpoint, which is the number that everybody looks at inside baseball, they don't look at any of the other analytic numbers if you're an owner, but CBT. What is the actual competitive balance tax payroll of a team?
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are paying him $46 million next year. That's the way that every team inside baseball looks at it. $46 million is the amount that will count toward how much luxury tax the Dodgers pay.
Okay. Well, considering what Shohei brings to the table, is that reasonable?
That is the highest number. So the highest player before that was Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. And what the at 43, and Shohei wanted to get above that number. This was not all about winning. This was not all about location. This contract was all about money. And I love Shohei. I have great respect for Shohei's ability. But let's be clear. He found a team to give him $46 million a year for 10 years when there's no guarantee that he will ever be a top-of-the-line starter again.
Oof.
He had two Tommy John surgeries. Only Nathan Eovaldi and very few others have come back from two. So it's not a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't play a position. You are taking up your designated hitter slot for a decade at $46 million a year. This is a contract that not every team could do. And if the Dodgers get it wrong, you know what? They can cover their mistake because of their revenue, their ability to spend, and they can sign someone else. You think that the Royals, the Guardians, the Marlins, 27 teams couldn't do that deal.
But isn't that the case, though, with the majority of these 10 to 13-year deals that are now $300, $400 million? I know it's different with Shohei and it's historic, but aren't we generally talking about the same five or six teams in Major League Baseball who can afford these high-priced players?
And that's the problem why I worry about owner-v-owner fighting come next collective bargaining agreement. You're exactly correct. This Shohei deal is just everyone is reacting to it because it looks so extreme. Personally, I don't think baseball should have approved this contract because it is so extreme it looks bad. There's something that tastes wrong about this contract. It feels more unfair than it is. And by the way, financially, the Dodgers are in a position that my owner never was in. The Dodgers can take all $680 million that they owe him, and they can take that money today as part of the assets of the underlying company of the owners of that team, and they can invest it and lock in treasury bill rates right now, lock in interest rates over the, for the next 20 years, and they make a huge profit on the money they owe Shohei. So that's a great business deal that Shohei Ohtani allowed them to pay him later because they can be disciplined and actually make money on it. Amy, I'm sorry this is becoming finance this early in the morning, but the difference with Bobby Bonilla is how much interest they paid to Bobby Bonilla. If Shohei Ohtani took interest on the money he was deferring, that's Shohei Ohtani giving the owners of the Dodgers his money to invest, and then they would pay him back over time.
I got you.
But there's no interest on this money. So if you invest it and get interest, you make money. It's like they're using Shohei's money to make money.
Well, and he is going to make the money, too, to be sure. David Sampson is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Let me ask you this. If you're still running a team, what would you have offered, or what do you think would have been a competitive offer? If not this one, what was he worth then?
I've said from the beginning that as a middle-of-the-order hitter, he is one of the best hitters in the game, and what the hitters are getting are between $35 and $40 million. So there is a world where he gets a 10-year, $400 million contract. As a pitcher, before the injury, he's a top-of-the-rotation pitcher. There is a world where I see him as a $30 to $40 million pitcher, but only for 5 years, not 10 years. So I could understand someone going to $50 million per year. I could see it. But then when he got hurt, I really discounted the fact that he was going to pitch again. And I would have offered him a deal, $30 to $35 million as a hitter. And then I would have offered him $2 or $3 million per start as a starter. And that sounds like a crazy amount, but that's how sure I am that he wasn't going to start 30 games a year for me for 9 years. And I say nine because we already know he's not going to pitch next year.
Right.
So that leaves 9 years left. And the only team that can do that is a team that has huge payrolls. So you're only talking about the top five teams. Because you can't have one player making that much money. Now you say he's only making $2 million. But that's a very dangerous way to look at it.
Right. Agree. All right, David, so about 90 seconds to go. What do you think generally will be the impact? Is this an aberration? For instance, I'll use the Deshaun Watson contract in the NFL. It's not going to change the NFL. There was talk of that at the time, but now looking at the fact that he's made only a handful of starts, the Browns just look like idiots, right? And this is why NFL teams don't do it. How will this impact baseball, if at all?
See, that's funny. I thought the Browns looked like idiots before he even took the field.
Well, of course, but now we know for sure.
So now we know exactly. Now we know that they're idiots on and off the field, which is even more insulting to them, I'm sure. Yeah, I said the same thing on Nothing Personal, Amy, which you are sleeping when it goes on. But I can tell you that I said the exact same, which is everyone who thought this would impact all the free agents who were waiting to sign until Ohtani, so they could snuggle in right under Ohtani to all the teams that they're negotiating with. The other teams looked at this and said, get out of here. I'm not doing anything. What do you think, Blake Snell, you're going to get $626 million? Or Scott Boras said, hey, you want Bellinger, Toronto? You can have him for $699 million. Congratulations. Toronto would tell him to pound sand, and I hope they do tell him that. So I think it's exactly like the Watson contract. This is sort of the high of the high, and everything else doesn't come close.
There is never a moment where we are bored when we talk to our friend David Sampson. Longtime Marlins president. He's going to have a whole lot more to say. And actually, since I have an accounting degree, I followed all of those finances. That was fascinating to me. You can find the Nothing Personal podcast and David on Twitter at David P. Sampson. I don't think I'll talk to you again before the holidays, so happy holidays to you. And thank you, as always, for choosing our show where you can unload.
I love it. And I was going to start talking discount rate.
All right, we'll save that scintillating topic for next time, my friend.
I'm sorry. That was pretty technical.
I loved it. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.